Shvius, Parak Tes, Mishnah Beis. We know there's a din of beer in the house, that any time that there's no more food left for the animals to eat in the fields, one then has to be mevar what's in his house. Pashtus, according to the Rav, we've said earlier, that it means that you have to be mafkirit. And the Rav says it here too, that if there's no more food left for the animals to eat out in the field, like figs, there's no more figs left on the trees, you have to be mevar the fig cakes or whatever you have in your house. Either eat it right away or be mafkirit, that there shouldn't be any left in your house. But what does it mean that it's not found in the fields? Does it mean you look in your backyard and it's not there? So the Mishnah tells us in this Mishnah that it's a much larger area. So there are basically three lands of Eretz Yisrael. In each land, there were three territories within those lands. Usually, there was a mountainous territory, a lowland, and a valley within each land. And in these lands, the territories really aren't an important fact, except for the Eiver HaYarden, which we're going to see. But within each land, even if one was in a mountainous region, if there was fruits and vegetables, that same fruit and vegetables, although it didn't appear in the mountainous region, but you had it still in your house. However, in your same land, it appeared in a valley, you can continue eating it. That's the way the Rav and the Rambam learn. So let's see. Shalosh Arotzos LeBir. There are three lands for beer. Yehuda, Ve'Ever HaYarden, V'Hagolil. So there's Yehuda, which is in the south part of Eretz Yisrael. Ever HaYarden. So we always think Ever HaYarden, Pashtus means on the other side, which is present modern-day Jordan, on the other side of the Jordan River. However, what it means here, according to the Rav and the Rambam, it actually means on the west side, which is Eretz Yisrael proper. So when we say Eiver HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden, and the Galil. The Galil is up north. And there are three, let's call them territories, for each of these lands. So the Mishnah first starts talking about the northern area, which is the Galil. So the Galil itself had three parts. So this Galil HaElyon, which is the territory, the north part, the Galil HaTachton, that's the southern part of the Galil, the HaEmek, and the valley. So now the Mishnah tells us, Mikvar Chananya Ulamalon, from the Kvar Chananyan, which is, I guess, in middle of this Galil, all the way north to the northern tip of Eretz Yisrael, Kol Sheinu Megadol Shikmin Galil HaElyon. This whole area is an area that's not Megadol Shikmin, that sycamore trees do not grow because they only grow in lower altitude areas, with not mountainous areas like this area was. And that's how you knew that it was in the northern part of the Galil. So it's from Kfar Chananya. Umi Kfar Chananya Ulamaton, Kfar Chananya to the south, Koshu Megadol Shikmin, Galil HaTachton. This is now the lowlands, which is Kfar Chananya Ulamaton. And in the lowlands, it's Megadol Shikmin, because sycamore trees grown in the lowland. And that's the Galil HaTachton. Uschum Tveria HaEmek. And what's the Emek, which is the valley? That's the border of Tveria. The Tveria and all the outer areas around Tveria. That's called the Emek. Lamaisa, there's not such a practical difference between the mountainous area of the Galil and the lowlands of Galil Mashal. The way the Rav learns is that if there's no food left, for example, in the mountainous area, but there's still food left in the lowlands, one's still allowed to eat the food. The whole Galil is looked at as one. Why do we then need to have three different territories of Galil? Why do we have to say that? Could be because we're going to see later that the Eiver HaYarden is going to be a little bit different. Maybe that's why. Weiter, Uvi Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda, which is the south, Ahar Shvela Va'emek, also three territories. And now the Mishnah actually turns to the Eiver HaYarden. Doesn't really say it, but it's talking about it, according to the Rav. And it's interesting, like the other two lands of Eretz Yisrael, which is Yehuda and the Galil, those lands are independent of the other lands, like we said. And the reason is because if an animal is eating the fruits of, for example, Yehuda, in a mountainous area of Yehuda, if there's no more fruits in a mountainous area of Yehuda, so it'll go to a valley of Yehuda. But if there's no more left in a valley or anywhere of Yehuda, it's not going to go to the Galil. And therefore, if you're living in Yehuda and you have food in your house, and there's no more of that kind of food outside in any area of Yehuda, you have to be mevar. You have to take it outside and be mafkirit, according to the Rav. But the Eiver HaYarden is a little different. And here's how the Mishnah describes the areas of the Eiver HaYarden. It's actually going to teach us a halacha while it does so at the same time. Ushvelas lud kishvelas hadarim. So first it's telling us the shvelas halud, which is the lower lands of Lud, is like the shvelas hadarim, which is the lower levels of Yehuda. So it's teaching us that what's the shvela of the Eiver HaYarden? That's Lud. But it's also teaching a halacha that this area of the Shvela of Lud, the Shvela area of the Eiver HaYarden, but as long as you have fruits and this kind of food in the Shvel of Yehuda, you can still eat the fruits in Shvelus Lud, even though there's no other fruits left in Shvelus Lud. And also, not only that, Vaharshala, so the mountains of Lud, Kaharamelch, is like the mountains of Yehuda. The mountains of Yehuda is called Haramelch. It's the same kind of thing. If we were able to, and can sort of peek into Yehuda and see that if this fruit exists in the similar type of territory, meaning in the mountain of Yehuda it exists, therefore I can eat it in the mountain of Lud. And if it exists in the lowland of Yehuda, I can eat it in the lowland of Lud. So what's the Emek? Mi Beis Chorin v'yad hayam. City called Beis Chorin until the Yam, which is the Mediterranean. Medina Echos. The way the Rav explains, I believe this is what he means, that all these areas, the mountains of Lud, and the lowlands of Lud, and also this area of Beis Chorin until the Yam, is considered one Medina, just like the other lands. Meaning, if you lived in the mountains of Lud, for example, and there's no more fruits and vegetables out in the mountains, but yet there are fruits and vegetables out in the lowlands of Lud, or from Beis Chorin until the Yam, you can still eat the fruits and vegetables, because it's still one Medina, and in that aspect, it's similar to the other two lands of Yehuda and the land of the Galil. That as long as the fruits or vegetables existed in one of the territories, you can continue to eat it in the other territories because it was looked as one Medina.